Ever since Fort George Brewery opened in 2007, there's been some kind of 5 o'clock steam-driven work whistle. Co-founder Chris Nemluel says the idea came from the other Fort George co-founder, Jack Harris, and Paul Radu of P&L Johnson Mechanical.
They thought that we got a steam boiler. Hey, it'd be really cool to have a steam whistle, 5 o'clock shift whistle. It's a very blue-collar thing. Astoria used to have a lot of shift whistles back before the canneries and the plywood mill went away.
But at first, the brewery's boilers didn't produce enough steam to get the job done, whistle-wise, and literally only dogs could hear it, and they weren't happy about it. But bigger boilers produced more steam that needed to be vented, so why not turn a valve at the end of the day and send it to the whistle? Marketing Director Brian Bovenizer says the city got involved.
There is a city ordinance that you can signal once a day, either the beginning of a shift or an end of shift. So that's why we did the 5 o'clock whistle.
When brewing operations moved from downtown Astoria to the waterfront, the whistle followed. But first, Nimluel says it blew daily downtown during the pandemic. If people couldn't meet with each other, at least they shared the sound of the whistle, maybe a little reminiscent of the pandemic in Italy, where people went out on their balconies and sang.
I quite often hear that people miss hearing the whistle downtown. In the worst days of the pandemic, to some people, it was like a beacon of hope. You know, there was still something going on downtown. That was really great to hear.
People living and working near the waterfront brewery still hear the whistle. But wait, Fort George is now rebuilding its downtown brewery, and that will soon mean more steam and, Nemluel says, another whistle.
I think it's really important for us to honor our heritage and our working waterfront in Astoria.
So, two whistles?
Well, I think a whistle and stereo would be pretty cool.